As a manager of a team of people, you carry a heavy responsibility to create an environment for them to perform at their best. If you're not getting the best out of them, ask yourself how much of the blame you personally have to accept for the results. For example, are you helping your team members achieve to the level they know is possible? Do you assist them in building a team culture where they really want to contribute to its success? Here are some of our ideas and the steps you can implement to achieve a high-performing culture. Tip number one. Decide with the team how you're going to build a high-performance culture. Discuss with each team member what they expect from you on a day-to-day basis. Tip number two. Provide clear expectations and priorities for teamwork and discuss how great team behaviour can be exhibited on a daily basis. Tip number three. Help your team members gain a sense of ownership by sharing the group's goals, such as productivity, costs, customer service, quality KPIs, and so on. Let team members help you in tracking what are important progress measurements. Tip number four. Get your team involved in problem solving. If you deal with other departments, help your team to set up cross-departmental improvement groups to work out how each department can assist each other. Tip number five. Make sure your team has an input into agendas for team meetings and have the chance to lead the meetings at times. Tip number six. If you have a new account or new project, solicit the help of your team in detailing what direction they should take to make the project a success. The more ownership they have of the results, the more committed they feel to making it work. Tip number seven. Make sure you keep open lines of communication. Include team members in plans, processes, results, challenges, and project development. Let them see customer feedback. Highlight the relationships with other departments. Tell them what higher management strategies mean to them as a team. Communicate the state of the business and the part they can play in it. Tip number eight. Encourage a team code of conduct that'll develop a team ethos for working together. Ask them what they think a professional team would look like. See if you can get a short film of a Formula One pit stop team working together. What do they need to do to produce such stunning results? How much do they rely on each other? What can they learn from the pit stop team that would work in their situation? And the final tip for this session, make sure you provide good coaching sessions to each team member so that they feel part of the development of the team and can contribute to their team's multi-skilling opportunities. In summary, if you're able to nurture your team to accept responsibility for the results they achieve, you create a culture of belief in them that will help them go from strength to strength and build a firm foundation for excellence in all that they do.